So finally, after years of waiting and back and forth approvals, Elon Musk's Starlink is officially entering the Indian telecom industry. But then this isn't just about satellites and fast internet. There's also a spicy political drama playing out behind the scenes between Elon Musk and the US President Donald Trump. I'm sure you'll find the second half of this video interesting. Let's break this down. You all know Starlink was publicly launched in 2015 by Elon Musk, a project that was part of SpaceX. The idea behind this company was to launch thousands of satellites into low Earth orbit, about 550 kilometers above Earth, much closer than traditional satellites. In 2018, they launched the first Starlink test satellites, and then next year, mass satellite deployment began. By doing so, the goal was simple: fast, reliable internet anywhere on the planet. Now, after nearly 3 to 4 years of pending paperwork and government approvals in India, Starlink has finally got the green light. The Indian Department of Telecom just gave them a license to operate. Not just one, but three big licenses. Number one, GMPCS, number two, VSAT, and number three, ISP. Let me explain each one of them in simple words. GMPCS. Think of it like mobile network through satellites. Just like your phone connects to a mobile tower, but here it connects to a satellite in space instead of a tower on Earth. It allows people to make calls, send messages, or use internet from anywhere on Earth, even from the middle of the ocean or deep in the mountains. Then VSAT. It is called Very Small Aperture Terminal. This is a special satellite dish used to get internet in remote places. It's like a mini satellite setup installed at homes, offices, or even ATMs, mostly used by companies, banks, schools, etc. If mobile towers can't reach a place, a VSAT dish connects directly to a satellite to give internet or data service. Then ISP, Internet Service Provider. This is the license to provide internet to people like you and me. Just like Jio, Airtel or BSNL, they are ISPs. Starlink also needs an ISP license to sell internet connections in India. Without this, they can't give you Starlink broadband connection at home. Now, with these licenses, Starlink can now offer satellite internet to consumers both in urban as well as in remote villages. And guess what? Starlink becomes the third player in India to get this special GMPCS license after Bharti-backed Eutelsat OneWeb and Jio's SES. Now, in the next 15-20 days, they're expected to receive trial spectrum, which basically means they will start testing services very soon. But here is where things take a dramatic turn. While Starlink was preparing to enter India, a messy public feud was exploding back in the US between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So what happened? It started when Trump pitched his new big beautiful bill. It is basically a tax cut and spending package. Trump has hinted at large tax cuts and infrastructure spending if he wins the 2024 election. But Elon was not impressed. He called it reckless, wasteful, and said it lacked innovation. Trump did not like what Elon said, so he snapped back. Trump threatened to cancel all government contracts and subsidies that Elon's companies receive. That includes SpaceX contracts with NASA and US military deals. In response, Elon fired back, saying he would start decommissioning the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, which NASA depends on for space missions, although he later took that decision back. The drama hit a peak on June 5th, when the two had a heated argument inside the White House. Trump snapped and Elon shot back and said Trump would have lost the election without my help. And boom, Trump threatened to end or review Elon's government contracts. This fight may seem personal, but the impact is huge. We are talking about tens of billions of dollars in contracts and services, now all hanging in the air. And here's the scary part. This shows how fragile things are when one man, that is Elon, who is so deeply tied to both government and private tech sectors. But I also feel this whole Trump and Elon public feud is an act of distraction. Just think about it. If Trump wants to introduce large tax cuts and infrastructure spending bill, why Elon has a problem with it? Will his company not benefit? He's already getting a lot of help by being in the government. He's getting all the government contracts and subsidies. In fact, tax cuts will reduce the corporate tax burdens on companies like SpaceX, Tesla, and Starlink. And infrastructure spending could open up new government contracts and funding opportunities for advanced technology, clean energy, transportation, or broadband, all sectors where Elon operates. So if you see, financially, Elon's companies might gain from this. So why is he unnecessarily picking up a fight against Trump? So this is where you have to understand that it's more about ideology, control, and long-term impact rather than short-term profits. Now, Elon Musk is more concerned about US debt levels and unsustainable government spending. If the US government keeps doing this, this reckless spending will lead to number one, weaken the US dollar, number two, cause inflation, and number three, it will lead to economic instability that will hurt all businesses in the long term, including his. So all of this is absolutely true. There is no two way about it. Now you may think, all right then, Elon is the nice guy, right? He's being a patriot, fighting for the American economy and reckless spending by the Trump government. But this is also not as simple as it looks. That is why I said Trump and Elon's public feud is an act of distraction. I'll tell you how, listen up carefully. So Trump administration will soon roll out a new tax cut and government spending bill. In Trump's language, it is called the Big Beautiful Bill. Now, in that bill, they have inserted an important rule. It says, states are not allowed to create or enforce any AI-specific laws or rules for the next 10 years. Basically, there is a big push in the United States Congress to centralize AI rules at the federal level only and stop individual states from making their own laws about AI for the next 10 years. If this bill gets passed with this condition, it will make life simpler for big tech companies. And on the other hand, it also means individual states cannot address local AI problems that people may have, like biased tools, fake videos, or privacy issues. So this is what I strongly feel. The AI regulation ban for states is buried deep inside this new bill. You will not hear it in the headlines, not in the speeches. The bill is marketed as a tax cut plus infrastructure bill, which sounds like economic stimulus, not tech governance. While everyone is focused on money, jobs, or Trump-Musk drama, the 10-year freeze on state AI laws quietly moves forward. Think about it. Elon is deeply invested in AI through his company X, then Tesla Autopilot, and even indirectly through chip demand for Starlink, Grok, and Dojo. A 10-year freeze would protect his company from 50 different state-level investigations and lawsuits. So if he shifts the narrative to government waste and triggers a fight with Trump, people and the media will spend more time on who insulted who, NASA contracts, ego battles, and less time questioning the AI clause. They say states are the labs of democracy. They move faster than the federal government. Local laws protect people from real harm, like facial recognition bias, hiring discrimination, or deep fakes. Now, taking that power away helps big tech, not citizens. Now, you may also say, why is the opposition, that is the Democrats, not saying anything against Trump? This should be their weapon to hit the Republicans hard. But then if you see, even Democrats will benefit big from this bill the next time when they come in power. And many of them are heavily invested in this AI bubble. 10 years state level relaxation is a lot for making enough money for the big tech, big government, and billionaires. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.